The law allowing drivers for companies like Uber and Lyft to unionize in Seattle has been temporarily halted. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a group of drivers are suing the city over the law, and a federal judge says their lawsuits bring up questions that need to be answered before drivers start voting in a union election. 88.5 Simone Alisea explains.
About 15 drivers gathered outside the house of City Councilmember Mike O'Brien the day before the judge's ruling. O'Brien shepherded the collective bargaining ordinance to a unanimous City Council vote in 2015. But these drivers, like Michael Reeves, want nothing to do with it.
The way that this is being done is not going to benefit drivers.
Could there have been any way that an ordinance like this would have been written or organized where you would have said, yeah, I think this is helpful for drivers?
I don't know if it really is something for the city to decide whether we should organize or not. I think it's something for the drivers to decide.
Reeves is one of the drivers suing the city. He says it feels like the union is being forced on them. But the law does not require drivers to join a union. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Lasnik clarified that point in his decision to stop unionization efforts while the lawsuits make their way through court. Companies like Uber and Lyft say drivers shouldn't be treated like employees, but like individual business owners who contract with those companies. Seattle University labor law professor Charlotte Garden was at the courthouse when the two sides laid out their arguments. She says work arrangements like this wade into new legal territory.
So this statute was really a first attempt at saying, well, how can we give those people some of the rights that permanent employees have?
The main question is, does Seattle have the authority to regulate this industry in this way? For now, a Teamsters representative says they'll keep organizing drivers outside of a union election. In a statement, Uber said the company looks forward to the court's full consideration. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.